some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to a fresh new week of Rated G Radio, and it's especially Tupperware fresh tonight because we're going to have America's number one Tupperware salesperson in the entire universe on the show tonight, Aunt Barbara. Aunt Barbara is going to be on with us in just a couple of moments, but of course, before we get to her, I always want to kind of give you a preview for what's going to be happening this week so you can set your clocks and your clock radios, and your Tupperware radios, if Tupperware even makes a radio, to tune in live 7 o'clock every night this week. Except for the nights, of course. We're not at 7 o'clock. Tonight we are. Tomorrow night we're going to have Hollywood comedian, actor, screenwriter, producer, and so much more. Miss Jackie Bo is going to be joining the show tomorrow. She's going to be talking about a brand new show she's got coming up, also a variety show that she does through all of Southern California, and she's going to talk to us about that tomorrow night. On Wednesday, we have Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston calling in from Seattle. We're going to be doing a special 90-minute show, so if you're interested in getting a psychic reading or a psychic astrologist forecast for your 2016, Wednesday's your day. I'm going to encourage you to call in. I'm telling you a little secret now before all the psychic surfers show up on Wednesday. They're going to give you a twofer. So if you ask your question of Zoe, as an example, you'll also get Doug giving you his ideas on what's going to be happening in your world as well. So you're going to get two different opinions. They might give you the same answer, but you're going to get two different people telling you answers to your question. So call in on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we've got episode number two of Rated LGBT Radio with Rob Watson as my co-host. We're going to be talking about all things LGBT on Thursday. So if you want to know what's happening in our world, you got to tune in on Thursday to find out. And then on Friday, at an early start time of 4 p.m., we have one of the original, I say original Supremes, we have a Supreme who's going to be on the show, Miss Sherry Payne. I had the pleasure of being in a music video with Sherry a couple of weeks ago for a new song that she has coming out. We're going to be working on a project together, I think, sometime in February. And she's also got a new play that premieres at the end of January called A Lady in Waiting here in Los Angeles. So we'll be talking to Sherry Payne on the Friday night dance party this Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is all live and in Technicolor. Of course, Sherry's hour number one, and hour number two, it's your request on the dance party. So get your request in early this week so I can give you some dedications along the way. Now, without further ado, Aunt Barbara is our VIP guest tonight. She's our favorite relative and our favorite top-selling Tupperware lady, homemaker, hand model, and media sensation. And she is our VIP guest star for the entire night tonight, Miss Aunt Barbara. Welcome to Rated G Radio for your first and hopefully one of many appearances in the future. How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Garrett, and hello to you and all of your listeners in TV land and radio land and wherever the hell they're listening.
I think we're worldwide, so it's anybody.
You're
anybody.
Worldwide? Oh, my God, I had no idea. Well, I would have dressed a little bit better.
Well, for radio, you got to dress up. You got to play the part. So how is your Tupperware day today?
Today was good. Today was good. Every Tupperware day is wonderful, really. It's a wonderful job. It's a wonderful career, and I enjoy it so much.
Well, for everybody who's tuning in for the first time, I always give the 6 degrees of separation to Kevin Bacon, so everybody kind of knows what time of day it is. I first heard of Aunt Barbara on the Focus Group radio show on Sirius OutQ, it's currently 106, with Tim Bennett and John T. Nash, and was such a fan. And one of our Mr. Paul Emery said, you have to have Aunt Barbara on the show. And I said, do you think Aunt Barbara would find time in her busy Tupperware life to come on to this little radio show that could?
And so absolutely.
Well, you know, we had to book this like 4 months ago to get you on here.
I'm a busy girl. And that Paul Emery, oh boy, what a dear, an absolute delight.
And actually, Paul sent in one of the questions we're going to ask you later on tonight, so I can't wait to see what your answer is for that. But for everybody who's only hearing about Aunt Barbara for the first time tonight, who is Aunt Barbara?
Who is Aunt Barbara? Well, again, I'm just a simple housewife from Long Island, hand model, media sensation, and top-selling Tupperware sales lady for many years in a row now. And I just love it. I enjoy it. I go to people's homes all over Long Island, and I throw some pretty big Tupperware parties. And I do that 5 to 7 nights a week, depending on the month.
So how in the world does a simple little lady from New Jersey get involved in the huge corporation of Tupperware?
Well, I'm from Long Island, so I don't know how a New Jersey woman would do it. But
California, Barbara. Isn't New Jersey and like Long Island? Isn't that like next door to each other?
Similar. Well, Long Island is kind of like New Jersey light. I look at it that way. But they're pretty close to one another, okay. but yet completely different states. But no, how did I get started in Tupperware? I'll tell you. I went to a Tupperware party at my sister's house, and we're talking back in 1994. My sister calls me up, and she says, listen, would you come to a Tupperware party? You know, I'm going to have a Tupperware party. And I said, sure, I'll come. You know, when is it? And she goes, it started a half an hour ago. Would you get here? Because nobody showed up. So I get to the house where she's had the beautiful Tupperware consultant was sitting there, and eventually other guests showed up, and we had a lovely time, and the woman was just really, really sweet, and she started talking about the Tupperware opportunity to me, and my first reaction was, you know, listen, lady, don't try to pull me into your pyramid scheme. But then when I thought about it and I learned about all the money she made, and I really enjoyed the products, I bought several $100 worth of products. And I thought about it, and I said, well, maybe I'll consider that. And I put it on the shelf for many years. I think it was 11 years later.
Wow.
But I finally said, yeah, listen, I was working, and I wanted a side job. I wanted an additional source of income. And I thought, what can I do to make a few extra bucks? You know, I have so much free time on my hands, and why not spread some love and cheer? And then I remembered that idea with Tupperware, and I started selling, and I started booking, and then I couldn't keep track of it. It got so out of hand. I blew up all over the Long Island, and then I quit my day job, and now I sell Tupperware full time for many years now.
I love that. Now, were you in sales in your day job before, so this came naturally to you, or is it just?
No, I was in social work administration.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's night and day.
I still feel like I'm in human services, really, you know, helping people each night, you know, get organized and keep foods their freshest, you know, helping them stretch their food dollar. It's important.
You know, the cost of food these days is absolutely crazy. You go to the grocery store, and especially if you're buying organic or, you know, you're spending extra money on food that's supposed to be really healthy for you. Why do you think that Tupperware is such a great fit for, you know, every American home today?
Oh, Garrett, that is a point that I make every night at a Tupperware party. So many people are so health conscious nowadays, and we're all buying all the organic this, organic that, and Tupperware has specific containers. You know, Tupperware is not just plastic food storage. We're not just bowls. We have different lines of products that actually extend your food, the life of your food. It saves you money. We can keep those organic fruits and vegetables fresher 2 to 3 times longer. 2 to 3, and that's important, especially when you're buying things that are organic and you're spending all that money. Why throw it away? You know, you don't want to – listen, you open the crisper drawer, you want fruits and vegetables that are crisp, but unfortunately, your crisper drawer doesn't know how to do that. So we have containers that work wonderfully.
So when, you know, you take a look at getting Tupperware, you know, if you – go to the marketplace that's out there today. You know, there are a lot of alternatives that are in, you know, the various stores, and not all of them, of course, are, you know, quite the level that you would find in the Tupperware. What are some of the differentiating factors that you have from the Tupperware products that you might see on, if we can even use the word competitor? But
Tupperware has no competitor.
Exactly.
We have imitators, but no competitors. You know, the difference with Tupperware is, number one, Tupperware comes with a lifetime warranty. Okay? You buy Tupperware, it's an investment. You'll have it forever. You'll have it for many years to come. If it chips, it cracks, it peels, you call your Tupperware lady and we give you a new piece. That's the way that that works. So when you buy Tupperware, you're investing in a lifetime of fresh foods. But Tupperware, again, has containers that are designed specifically for certain purposes and different needs. So when you go to the store you're buying containers from the store, you're simply buying plastic food storage containers. What we have is science and technology. And we're not just food storage. We're heating, we're cooking, we're prepping, we're freezing, all of those things. We have everything from cookware and cutlery to microwave pressure cookers. unbelievable.
Holy cow.
Really, I mean, oh, I kid you not. There are scientists and engineers, people with degrees working on our products. It's really wonderful. And again, I think when people go to the food store and they buy all those disposable containers, you know, or I'm not going to name names, but you buy all that. And, you know, you have it a few times, you lose it, you throw it away, blah, blah, blah. The problem with those is that Tupperware is more sustainable, and it's a little bit better to the environment, you know, because you're buying something and you're going to have it for years to come. And that's what I tell people. You're lessening the impact on the environment. Don't be buying disposable containers. They're no good for the earth, and they're no good for your foods. You need things that are really going to work and that you're going to have for years to come. Listen, I see women at Tupperware parties some nights, and they tell me, I gave my daughter the set of Tupperware I got for my wedding. People are passing it down from generation to generation.
Well, that's going to lead me right to my next question then. How did Tupperware begin, and who created this great breakthrough?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, back in the 40s, there was Earl Tupper who developed the product of Tupperware, and he was actually selling it in different stores and things. But the problem was, people had never seen anything like it, you know, and it really was a product that needed to be demonstrated. So, you know, enter Brownie Wise, a woman who really, really conceptualized and started the whole home party plan where she would demonstrate the products to people. So the two of them paired up, and Tupperware just exploded all over the U.S. So we're talking since back in the 40s.
Now, one of the things that I hear a lot of people talk about today, and I don't really get it because, again, I mean, if I can't figure out New York, New Jersey, and Long Island, how are you going to expect me to figure out, like, something to do with plastics? But a lot of people talk about this thing called BPA. Why is that such a hot button in dealing with food?
I'm no scientist, but I'll tell you this. Well, Tupperware, all Tupperware produced today is BPA-free. But, you know, a lot of people, and I tell that to the women when I do the Tupperware parties, but I also tell them, you know, you can't, first of all, you can't stress over BPA. I don't think that I personally am not aware of any one study that definitively says that BPA is horrible and you're all going to get cancer and three-eyed babies. But here's the thing. If you're using your containers correctly. That's why when people go to the store and they buy these disposable containers, you order Chinese food, they keep the containers. They take them and then they use them in the microwave. They're not designed for that. Most of those containers are not designed for microwave use. And the problem, too, is that people overuse the microwave. What I mean is they throw everything in the microwave, they shove it on high, they stand there and yell, hurry. You can't do that. You're supposed to actually, listen, when you turn your microwave oven on high, it's the equivalent of putting your oven at 500 degrees to reheat something. And you simply wouldn't do that. So you really should be heating things at 50% power. And you should be using Tupperware's microwave-friendly containers. We have several different designs. Check them out on my website.
Well, let's talk about your website here, you know, because on the show page for anybody who's listening live and in front of their computer, I have a link to your Tupperware page. You can go and buy from Aunt Barbara tonight. You just click the check out Aunt Barbara's Tupperware and buy it
tonight. And every time you do, my phone will ding. I would like that. Your little name will pop up. I'd love to see it.
Well, let's make Aunt Barbara's phone go ding, 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 ding tonight.
Make
that would
it
be really
go
cool.
Ding.
Yes. So I think that it's really important that when people are taking a look at furnishing a kitchen, and let's take a young, let's say a young married couple or a young, you know, college, you know, some young college kids, when they go to get ready to stock up their kitchen, what are some things that you would want for like a starter kitchen when we're taking a look at Tupperware? Because I'm on your Tupperware page right now and there's like 10 million items here, and I'm dazed and amazed
again
at how many different cool things.
We have so, again, I try to keep it very personalized. So if it's someone that likes to cook, we're going to go in one direction. If it's someone that doesn't like to cook and likes to order out a lot, we're going to go in another direction. But basically, one item that I absolutely love, especially for starting out, is for our dry goods and things, and that would be our modular mates. Those are containers that come in square, rectangular, oval, and super oval, which is longer, and they're all modular, so they all fit together. So, and they come in different heights. So you can actually take them, put them in a pantry, and utilize every inch of space in that pantry because the Tupperware modular mates will fit all the different sizes together. It's kind of like Lego for your kitchen cupboards.
Well, I think that's really important too, especially if you're in an apartment or a tight space where you don't have a lot of room. You don't have the luxury of just having extra wasted space. You need every square inch that you've got to count.
Most of our bowl sets all nest together, which is wonderful as well. Our Impressions bowls, our Wondelier bowls, they all nest with the seals. Fantastic. But also, again, getting back to keeping things fresh, our fridge smart containers for the fruits and vegetables are sensational. And when I tell you, you can keep a bag of lettuce in there for 2 to 3 weeks, fantastic. And most importantly, when people bring fruits and vegetables home from the food store, they need to know not to cut them and don't wash them until you're ready to eat them.
Why is that?
Well, the additional moisture helps to rot the fruits and vegetables. So our fridge smart containers actually keep the vegetables above the moisture because they have wells in the bottom that attract that. Yes. Listen, your fruits and vegetables don't want to sit in their own moisture any more than I do, you know. So you want to keep them the moisture away from them. And then there's a venting system that allows the air to circulate around, thus allowing the ethylene gas to escape. But I'm not a scientist.
Smart. Oh, my gosh.
I got to tell you, though, for all the young people that are out there, listen, everyone, if you don't want to listen to the rest of the show, if you grab one thing from it, go to the website and buy that corkscrew. Our corkscrew is exceptional. It really is. You know, there's all these fancy schmancy corkscrews on the market. You know, people put that. Let me tell you, this one's simple, easy, works every time, no batteries, no electricity. All you do is poke it and screw, and the cork grinds up faster than a prom dress. So I recommend it.
So we need to get the Tupperware corkscrew. That is okay. So can we go to a listener question real quick? Because we've got a couple here. We've got Sarah in Brooklyn, and she wants, how do I get Aunt Barbara to come to my house for a Tupperware party?
In Brooklyn. Okay. Well, I'm right here on the Long Island, and Brooklyn isn't that far away. But I do ask, you know, I tell you, listen, I'm not going to park 5 blocks away and then walk up a fifth floor walk up. So if you don't have a drive, Sarah, if you have a driveway, you call me. My number's on the website. If you have a driveway or a parking spot or maybe I could double park for 5 minutes and maybe we could have someone unload my car for me, I'll come to Brooklyn. You just have to make it easy on me.
There we go. That's
easy. She can go to my website and call. Absolutely. I will speak with her and we'll discuss party planning and everything.
I love it. Now, I told everybody at the beginning of the show that Paul Emery had really connected the dots to Aunt Barbara on the show here tonight. So, Paul, this is for you. This is Paul's question of the day. He says, Aunt Barbara, if you could only sell 3 items of Tupperware, which would you pick and why?
Oh, all right. Okay. One, definitely the fridge smart containers, not fridge stupid, fridge smart. And those are the ones that come in different sizes that you put your fruits and vegetables in, because those really do stretch your food dollar, and you're keeping fruits and vegetables fresher longer. I hate to throw away fruits and vegetables when they've gone bad. So go with Fridge Smart. And if you go to YouTube, you can look up Aunt Barbara Fridge Smart video, and you'll get a little tutorial. The second one would be the corkscrew again, because, well, who doesn't need a bottle of wine, right? After a stressful day of helping people with food storage, I like a glass of wine. And the Tupperware corkscrew is really fantastic. Another item that I think is really wonderful is the Tupperware can opener. Now, a lot of people don't realize that when you're purchasing a can, there's a seal that holds that lid to the base of the can. So there's no reason to cut the metal open if you can just pop the seal. The Tupperware can opener is science and technology. It actually removes that seal, which is very hygienic, because if you're cutting the top of that can, anything could happen. You can cut your finger, a little piece of metal could go in there. You're going to be going for another colonoscopy. You go with the Tupperware can opener. It's very hygienic. And also, if you're using a rusty can opener, you're sticking it on one can, sticking it on another can. You try to turn it, right? And they always slip. They always get stuck. And damn it to hell. No, I would go with the Tupperware can opener. So those are 3 products that I sell quite a few of.
You know, one of the things that I always remember, you know, because we had Tupperware at the house, of course, because that's what you did when you were growing up. You had Tupperware. And that was just the standard bearer of every single home in America, I think. And I grew up in Salem, Oregon, so a long way from Long Island. And the thing that I always remember, even to this day, and I think I may have even had them until, you know, they probably met with an untimely demise in my, you know, mid-30s, are those, you know, salt and pepper shakers, the S and the P with the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Garrett, let me tell you, people have an emotional connection to this product. They really do. When I bring out the salt and pepper shakers at a Tupperware party, and I hold them up and I go, what are they? And they all go, salt and pepper shakers. I say, what are they? And then they scream, salt and pepper shakers. And again, whose mother had them? Whose grandmother had them? Who still has them? You know, and I tell them, they're not just salt and pepper shakers. They're the world's largest salt and pepper shakers. And if you have to fill them more than once in your lifetime, you better have a damn good cardiologist. They're really great, and they're still here after all these years.
And I'm looking on your site right now, and they're just a bargain at $19.
Oh, I would get them. You'll have them forever. Listen, and people say, oh, $19, salt and pepper. Listen, you'll have those salt and pepper shakers for 40 years. You'll, again, willing them to your grandchildren.
I love that. I love that. So what, you know, in all of your time as America's number one sweetheart and Tupperware sales.
Garrett.
So do you have a product favorite that you have been surprised that your clients have really just gone nuts over?
A product that I sell that I'm surprised that people have gone nuts over. I will tell you. I will tell you what product. We have a cheese grater. It's called the Grate and Measure. And that cheese grater, when you grate cheese, when you grate vegetables, chocolate, whatever you want to shred up, and it gets collected into a pocket that's in the back so it doesn't go all over the place, and it's measurable. So you can grate and measure in one unique tool. And I thought, you know, I'll start demonstrating that. And I'm telling you, it flies off the shelf. I must sell, you know, to probably two-thirds of the women at a Tupperware party will buy that cheese grater. And I was surprised because I thought a lot of people buy their cheese already shredded. And what a nice little Italian woman told me one night at a Tupperware party was, no, we Italian, and Long Island's very Italian.
Yeah.
She said, we don't buy that crap. We grate our own cheese, Aunt Barbara. And I said, all right, I'll listen to what you say, Missy. And then they had another. Now, listen, I know that we're worldwide here, so people may love this. Here's one container I thought would sell that I can't sell, and I'll tell you why. They have a wonderful, and you can actually go to YouTube and look up Aunt Barbara. I think it's called Aunt Barbara Grand Prize, Aunt Barbara. It's our pasta maker. I won a grand prize doing a video for it. And you actually can make pasta in minutes in the microwave. You don't need to turn your stove on. You don't need to heat up your house. You don't have to sit and wait for water to boil. In the microwave in just a few minutes, you can make pasta, and it tastes delicious. I thought they'd fly off the shelves here on Long Island. But again, these Italian women will look at me and go, I don't,
no.
You know, some people don't use a microwave, but I like that for the kids who go away to college. We have a microwave breakfast maker. You can make an omelet in the microwave in a minute and a half. Fantastic.
I think that is so cool. Yeah, at the break, we're going to do a little break from Rainbow Brew in a few minutes, and then I want to come back. I have so much to talk to you about your YouTube channel, about Tupperware parties and so forth. So I don't want to get off. I think we need to have you on, like, you know, at least once a quarter.
It's all so exciting, Garrett.
I can't stand it. Okay.
Wonderful.
So what about the people who say that they're really pressed for time, but they want to get some Tupperware? I mean, because it's not like you're going to go to your local whatever and, you know, find it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's what I would say. If I would prefer that everyone call a local Tupperware representative and throw a party at their house and get everything for free. If you don't want to do that, go right to my website and purchase whatever you'd like.
Well, there you go. So what is a Tupperware party like? What is your Tupperware party like?
My Tupperware, well, let's see. I generally show up about an hour to an hour and a half before the guests arrive. I set everything up. I sit with my hostess. We do some party planning. I make sure she's all ready and she's all good. I get gussied up and I greet all the guests. And we have a ball. I do a little show for them. I do a nice demonstration. And then I sit with each and every person individually and do Tupper counseling with them.
I've never heard that word before, Tupper counseling. I think that's spectacular. So, have you had any surprises at your parties from, reactions that people have had about your demonstrations or the product themselves?
Well, I've done, oh gosh, it's got to be 2,000 Tupperware parties.
Sure.
Any shocking? No. I had one woman stand up and urinate herself in a crowd of people. I had another woman who actually started getting pains, and she was pregnant. She started getting pains, and we thought she was going to deliver, but she didn't, thankfully, because I didn't have a bowl big enough for that kid. I had the police show up because of a domestic violence that was going on in another room, though. I've had some interesting going on. It's up away. It'll all be in the book.
I hope so. Volume one, or how many volumes will you have? Probably.
Oh, that will be chapter one. That'll be chapter one. It'll be a thick book, probably like a phone book.
Hey, I've got another question for Marcus, and Marcus writes in.
Sure.
And he says, ask Aunt Barbara about the burping and why that's so unique.
Oh, the burping. You know, they still call it burping. What's unique about the burping, and most Tupperware seals that go on top of our bowls. Now, we don't have lids. We have seals. That's a branding issue. Now, you're going to hold the center. You can hold it with your thumb. And after you close it, you're just going to peel up the seal on the side a little bit and let the air out. And that's important because if you want to keep foods there freshest, you should try to remove as much air as possible. And that's why we burp.
And that's why you burp. I think that is a great answer. That was not the answer I was expecting. So.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Oh. Now, I read online today that the lid design was inspired by a paint can. And I thought
yes.
That was very interesting because that's not something that I would have expected to think, you know, product design would take place with.
Yeah, no, and it's wonderful because it's easily resealable and and that's what Earl Tupperware went with. He was inspired by a paint can seal. And a lot of our bowls still have the Wonderlier bowls are the original Tupperware bowls, and we still sell them.
I think that's cool. I'm going to get one more question in. This comes from Tony
sure.
in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hi, Tony in Hackensack.
Do you have special Tupperware for the freezer? And if you do, how long can you keep the items in the freezer?
Okay, we do. We have what we call our freezer-made containers, and freezer-made containers are wonderful. Again, you're going to get the air out. You're going to burp those. You're going to put your items in, and they're going to stay fresher in the freezer longer. You're going to help to prevent freezer burn, and because they come in different sizes, again, you're not going to be taking up so much room in your freezer with all those damn bags with the chip clips on them. So I always suggest our freezer-mates. You should go and look at the website. We have different sets that are available. They're going to keep things fresher in the freezer. Now, again, certain things will stay longer than others, you know. Certain fruits and vegetables you can only keep for a certain amount of time, and then other items will stay in there much longer, you know. I mean, I notice my alcohol stays in the freezer forever, you know, but fruits and vegetables, you know, again, listen, you're not putting it in a bomb shelter. It's a freezer. So, again, buy things as needed, and you're fine when it comes to freezing. But I would go with the freezer mates.
Very good. Everybody, this has been Aunt Barbara. We're going to come back in the second half of the show, talk more about Tupperware parties, her YouTube channel, and so much more. We're going to hear first from our friends at Rainbow Brew, and then a little note from It Matters Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 30 seconds. It's a great bathroom break, and we'll be right back after that.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the queen bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Once again, we're here to discuss It Matters Radio, live talk radio at its best.
Yes, indeed. I must say my involvement was quite pleasurable.
And this is Dr. Thurston Thursday,
yes.
Who was a guest just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, what did you talk about on your visit to It Matters Radio?
Not quite sure. You see, I'm a medium, and I used to be a large, but I lost some weight.
I see.
In my position, I communicate with spirits from the other side.
The other side of what?
Again, not sure, but I hear a voice coming through.
Excuse me. I have a few more things to say about the Watergate. Beautiful hotel, lousy service. Keep in mind, I'm not a crook.
Is this Richard Nixon?
I'm afraid I can't reveal that. However, I can reveal that the 18 minutes have been found.
Yes, quiet. I like that.
Wow, yes. That was weird.
You think that's weird? Wait until Truman Capote tries to come through.
It Matters Radio prides itself on bringing new talent to the forefront. Music, opinion, and spoken word, with emphasis on finding the hottest indie artists from around the world, unheralded books, and important causes. We like to think of ourselves as discoverers.
Yes, I know. I like to think of myself as almost anyone that comes through. Oh, right here on a really big show.
It Matters Radio with host Monica Brinkman, co-host Kenneth Ween, and co-host Carrie Hall on Thursday evenings, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
They're not on our really big show. But tonight, Little Tupper G.J.O., the aerial photos of Kate Smith, and right here on our stage, the entire United States Naval Submarine Fleet, right here on our really big show.
It Matters Radio, Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
And the Beatles. Yes, excellent. Why?
Because it matters.
Yes, of course.
There we go. It Matters Radio. I love everybody connected to that program. Check them out Thursdays. I think they're actually doing a show on Sunday afternoon now, so if you have an opportunity to go check them out, please do so. And, of course, our fine friends at Rainbow Brew. And it was funny, I always talk about this when we do their spot, but when they approached me about doing the show, I said, why are we going to put a coffee manufacturer from Minnesota out around the world, because nobody grows coffee beans in Minnesota? And they said, well, just wait until you taste our beans, mister. And so they sent me some of the Rainbow Brew, and it is actually fantastic, fantastic coffee. If you go to their Facebook page and like the page, you get special dollar off opportunities. They're going to be doing a Rated G Radio special very soon for you as well, so stay tuned for that. And of course, when you buy Rainbow Brew coffee, you're not only supporting a small business in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, you're supporting an LGBT business, and I think that's really great when you can get a double whammy, so to speak, and help small businesses succeed. So go out and check out Rainbow Brew if you'd like some delicious gourmet coffee. We are joined tonight, everybody, by Aunt Barbara, America's number one Tupperware superstar, and she's been talking about the different products that Tupperware offers, and we have a ton of people who have sent in questions along the way, but I have people that are asking about storing the food. And I know that Aunt Barbara, you'd said that you have different containers for different things, but do you have any cleaning tips for people when they get ready to do it? I know in the past I just have taken my Brillo pad, my SOS pads, and just scoured.
Not in Tupperware. No, dear, don't do that.
Oh,
well,
okay.
First of all, never with Tupperware. You don't want to scratch the Tupperware. You want to keep it. You want to use a soft sponge or the top shelf in the dishwasher. I often tell a lot of people. Some people will say to me, how do I get sauce out of this container? I say, why don't you just use it for sauce then? How's that sound? But the thing is, when you're using a container, you're going to put sauce in it. A little trick is take a little Pam cooking spray and just quickly spray the container, let it sit for a moment, and then pour your sauce in, and that should help prevent staining. If you do get a container that stains, because again, listen, tomato sauce is pretty potent. It can stain many different things. We do have containers that go into the freezer that do not stain. They're freezer, refrigerator, and microwave safe. But I can tell you, no matter how many times I tell women, they're going to put sauce, because again, we're Italian here on Long Island. They're going to put sauce in containers that really you shouldn't put the sauce in. So what you can do is you can take it. I like to take just a few tablespoons of vinegar and a little warm water, and you're going to fill that up with a little dish soap, and you're going to leave that for a little while and let it soak in. And that vinegar helps. I like a natural solution, so try vinegar in there.
I think that's great. Now, one of the things that I saw today is that and this makes so much sense, because nobody has Aunt Barbara's every place, but the Tupperware products were originally placed in stores, and they didn't do that well. Why was that?
Well, again, because they needed to be demonstrated. When Tupperware was first developed and invented by Earl Tupper, people didn't know what it was. They had never seen something like this, because he invented something that was revolutionary. And these were plastic food storage containers to keep your food fresher longer, and people had no idea what they were. And that's, again, why you had to have the in-home demonstration. And I'm glad that Tupperware has kept the in-home demonstration. And they actually do need it because we have so many different products that do so many different things. Now, if you go to my website and purchase a product, our microwave, I can tell you that Paul Emery has been going on about this microwave pressure cooker thing. The microwave pressure cooker, what's so unique about it, you can take a pot roast in the microwave half an hour, and people say, I don't want to microwave meat. You're not microwaving the meat. This pressure cooker harnesses the energy of your microwave, converts it into pressure, and actually pressurizes the food inside. So it's no different than using a pressure cooker on top of your stove. It's no different from using a pressure cooker that's a portable one. It's the same thing. And again, what I like is it uses less electricity. A woman can come home from work, because I work with a lot of busy career girls. They're not just mothers and soccer moms. These are girls at work, and they know they can come home from work, they can run to the supermarket, grab a pot roast, and make a pot roast for the family with potatoes and carrots in a half an hour. How fantastic is that?
Well, it's better than any type of cooking show that really fakes a 30-minute meal, and here you can
it's
actually
true.
Have it done.
Oh, sure.
So what about,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you.
No, I was going to say, you can make soups and stews, 20 to 25 minutes. Really, really revolutionary. Pasta, anything you want. So check that out, all you busy cooking chefs.
Yeah, one of the things that I was really intrigued with, Aunt Barbara, is when I'm going through your website, and again, everybody who's listening to the show, there is a link directly to the Aunt Barbara's Tupperware page, and you can go and order from her tonight and spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or you know, call and have her come to your home in the Long Island area. You have a lot of products that are very kid-centric today, and I did not expect to see that.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Tupperware has toys. Listen, most people don't realize that the Tupperware Shape-O toy, that's the round ball that you put the different shapes in, people don't realize it's Tupperware. It's been around for decades. I think it's 50 years. This Shape-O toy is so fun, and all the kids gravitate towards it. It's got primary colors they're attracted to. It teaches them hand-eye coordination. It teaches them shapes. It teaches them color, and it's great. It's for children 6 months to 6 years or older if there's something wrong with them. I'm not here to judge, but it's a really great toy, and it's been around for many years.
Now, you do also do some fundraisers with your Tupperware parties. How does that work if people were interested in doing something kind of fun and doing a give back?
Oh, I'm doing a fundraiser this Wednesday. I do many fundraisers. I would say I probably do about, 5 to 10 of them a month. You know,
wow.
And it's really a wonderful way. I work with a lot of different organizations. I'm doing a fire department on Wednesday. The Women's Auxiliary is going to be raising money. West Babylon, if you're here on the Long Island, please join us. I do a lot of churches, a lot of synagogues. I do temples. I do PTAs. I do soccer teams. You know, I found that when the economy really started dipping years ago, what I do, my brand of fun, became very popular because, one, again, I'm selling something I honestly love and believe in that's actually helping people. And there's Tupperware for everyone, whether you're young, old, male, female. And all of these causes came out and said, you know, all of our budgets are cut. We can't buy new sports uniforms for the kids. Our arts programs are being cut. We don't have funding for this or funding for that. And I say, well, you know, you're not going to make $1 million, but let's throw an Aunt Barbara Tupperware fundraiser and let's get some money for your cause. And I sit with each cause and we go over their needs and we come up with a fun fundraiser. And again, it's an easy way. They get their money that night. We have a ball. We have a great time.
So how many products do you take to an average Tupperware party?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's funny that you say that. I have such a hard time editing myself. You know, I do. It's so hard, you know. I know they say less is more, but with me, you know, more is more.
More is better.
More is better. More better. I tend to fill up an entire buffet table with products. So I like to bring a little of everything. I like to say I bring something for heating and cooking and freezing and prepping. And I like to bring something from every different line that we have just to show people. And again, I bring the products that I think my audience will buy and love.
You know, what are the statistics on, I know you can't do one every, you know, you're doing, 5 to 7 a week. How often are Tupperware parties actually held?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I should know that. I think it's like every 50 seconds or something. It's like every minute there's a Tupperware party starting somewhere in the world.
I think we need to have it.
I don't have my notes. Do you have the answer there? Oh, I got it wrong. Damn it. Now I'm going to – B plus for me. Okay. Oh, look at that. Isn't that crazy? Tupperware is sold in 100 countries around the world, and we're produced in only, I think it's 7 or 8, a handful of countries produce Tupperware, but it's sold all over the world. And the United States is actually not the largest consumer of Tupperware. I know it was Germany for a while, and then I'm not sure who it is now, but it was Germany for quite a while.
Wow.
We're very big. There's different products in different countries that suit the needs and the cultures of those people. It's really unique. It's universal.
Here is a statistic that I saw that was just absolutely staggering. Because, Aunt Barbara's here. You know, Aunt Barbara can only host so many parties, but, she gets her fair share of orders in. In 2014, the Tupperware Brands Corporation made $2.61 billion in revenue.
Oh, boy,
almost as much as the lottery.
I was just going to say, that's almost as much as the Powerball. That's fantastic. Wow.
And so
that's
about
amazing.
Like $3 of that $1 billion, I'm going to something close to
I could buy a lot of bowls with that ladder ticket.
I'm telling you. So this is something that was kind of new to me. Is the Tupperware website that you have, Aunt Barbara, is filled with recipes.
Oh yes. Oh dear. Listen, there's no need to look for a recipe for anything else. You go to my website and you can get all the. Listen, on my website, there's tons of recipes that I swiped from other consultants. I put them up there. You feel free to take whatever the hell you want. You know, listen, I hear you change one or two ingredients or, measurements, and it's your recipe anyway. Well, that's what every cookbook on the market is anyway. Nothing's new.
Well, what I like about this, though, is it shows you practical applications of how to use your Tupperware with delicious dishes. Because I think that's one of the things that you kind of get stuck in. It's like, well, I've got these great, key lime mousse cups, but how do I make it or what do I put in there? And you're like, I don't know.
Precisely. And, I can't put a video out there with every freaking recipe out there. But here's what I tell women at some of the parties. If you're looking for a recipe for a specific piece of Tupperware and you don't want to try something new, you want something that is probably proven, go to YouTube and just put in, put the Tupperware container in the search engine and put recipe. And you'll come up with, hi, I'm Susie, and I live in Minnesota, and I'm going to show you how to make a cake in the microwave. Go for it. We have so many reps that are on YouTube, too. Now, you can watch my videos, but, again, there's just so many wonderful reps all over the U.S. and Canada making videos and giving you advice and recipes. Really, really wonderful women.
But I dare say they probably are not as entertaining as you are, Aunt Barbara. And I want to ask you – I want to talk to you for the rest of the show about your media appearances and YouTube and all of this. But before I do, we have one last question, and this question comes from Kelly in Mesa, Arizona. And Kelly says, do you ever sponsor someone who wants to become a consultant?
Oh, I certainly do. Oh, absolutely. Now, sometimes people will call me and they'll want to become a consultant, and I sit with them and I tell them all the wonderful things that have happened to me becoming a consultant and how it can really change your life. But what I usually try to do is I want them to join a local team, somewhere where they can have, because as wonderful as I am, it's just not the same on Skype or a phone call. If I can't be there with them physically, I ask them first if that's what they need, because a lot of the women who sell Tupperware really enjoy the socialization with the other Tupperware consultants, and they really want to have that guidance right there, that physical guidance. So if they're a person who says, I'm fine, I can do it with you and me on the phone and Skyping, and I say, that's great, we'll do that. But yes, absolutely. And if people just want advice, they can write in, they can call in to me. I love to help people. Tupperware has changed my life. I kid you not. It has afforded me a wonderful life. I have a great lifestyle. I have so much fun. And the more I do, the more money I make and the more fun I have. So really, it's a great way to make a living.
So let's finally get to this media sensation that you have become. I think everybody who sees you falls in love with you, as I have. I am like madly your biggest fan in Huntington Beach, and I've petitioned the western half of the United States to let me be your president of the Western United States Aunt Barbara fan club. And there's a tight race. There's like 17 of us. You'd think it's like the GOP or something like that, because we're all competing to be number one for you. But what has happened on YouTube that has just stirred the country are your videos. You have a host of everything on there. Tell us about your YouTube channel and the things that you're doing.
Well, I have a lot of YouTube videos there. And again, I wish I could make a video every day. We were just talking earlier about all these kids putting out these videos on Vine and all these different things. You know, I like to save it and put it out there when it really matters. I'm the kind of woman that only opens her mouth when I feel I have something to say. But I have YouTube videos. I think there's probably 50 to 60 YouTube videos there. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of hits. Go there and watch them. And again, they're quick, they're short, they're fun, they're a few minutes long. You'll be entertained. If you want to watch a movie, you could sit for 3 hours. There's probably 3 hours worth of videos. They're all together if you put them together. But also, I do television. And, you know, I had a lot of press a few years ago, and I started doing, I would say, once like every quarter or semi-annually, I'm on ABC World News Now, which is wonderful. They're a great eclectic group of people over there, and they'll have me on ABC. So you can even Google Aunt Barbara ABC, and you'll see my ABC appearances. They're wonderful, and I come on, and I'll do seasonal Tupperware demonstrations, whether it's the holidays or back to school or Thanksgiving and things like that.
Well, and you've been generous to post those on Facebook as well, and I've had the pleasure of being able to see you on the ABC News talking about the different I think the last one I saw was probably like right before summer, and you were talking about some of the things that the parents could do for kids for like popsicles.
Absolutely. In fact, I just did two more. We just did the Christmas Aunt Barbara's holiday gift giving ideas and entertaining, and then we just did New Year's. So you can catch up on all of those, Garrett. They are on my Facebook, and then they're also on YouTube, ABC World News Now, and they post them to the Facebook, to the YouTube.
So I've got a little more YouTubing of Aunt Barbara that I need to do. Can I ask, because this is not really Tupperware specific, but
a personal question. Go right ahead. I'm a Libra. No, go ahead.
Are you real? I'm a Libra too. Happy birthday.
I knew it. Happy birthday.
You did a video on YouTube talking about spam.
Yes, I did. I also did a YouTube video talking about spaghetti and meatballs in a plastic bag. These are items I find. That you like that video?
I peed my pants 4 times.
Oh, no, not 4 times. We better get you an incontinent pad. I love going to the – first of all, I love food shopping. I am a food shopaholic. You have no idea. And I love coupons and I love bargains. But when I go to a dollar store – and I find things like that, cans of Spam, 4 for $1. I don't really eat Spam. I bought it. I thought, you know what, it's an American sensation. I should freaking – listen, if it was good enough for the soldiers, it's good enough for me. So I'll sit down every now and then and just eat it just because I feel like as an American, it's my duty.
Well, yes. And you've also got other videos where you sing.
I do. Sure. Aunt Barbara sings every song ever made. No, yes. My Christmas album, the Aunt Barbara Christmas album. Yeah,
it's
that's
divine.
On there. Oh, thank you, Garrett.
Yeah. Now is that?
I want to tell people there's I have several happy birthday videos. So if you ever want to send someone a birthday card, you can just send them the Aunt Barbara happy birthday video. You can put it on their Facebook page. It's a lot of fun. People enjoy getting it.
That is something I think we need to advertise more for you, Aunt Barbara, because I'm now going to shamelessly go and find out all of the birthdays that you've done, and I'm going to start sending that out. So like Tony in Hackensack, when his birthday comes up in the not-so-distant future, I can wish him a happy birthday and not feel so bad that I didn't send him a card.
Oh, sure. Birthday, Christmas. I've got a Halloween video. Oh, there's all sorts of things there. I like to celebrate the holidays.
I'm telling you, as we get ready to wrap up our time here, Aunt Barbara, what else do we need to know about you and Tupperware and the world and everything that's going to make the year right for us?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, we have everything. If you're local to Long Island and you want to have a Tupperware party with Aunt Barbara, I have dates to squeeze you in. Just give me a call. And that number's on my website, and it's probably on every bathroom wall on Long Island. But, no, it's on my website. in gas stations only. No, it's you just go to my website and get my phone number. And if you just want to purchase Tupperware, you can go to my website too and have a lot of fun looking at all the wonderful products that we have. And if you're someone who's down in your luck, if you need a couple bucks, listen to me and think about a career in Tupperware. It's a wonderful way to make a living, and it's life on your terms, really. It really is.
Aunt Barbara, you are such a delight. I cannot even begin to thank you. And for everybody who's pinging me on Facebook, please have Aunt Barbara back. She may have to become like ABC News here, and we'll have her on twice a year, and we can seasonally we'll have you come on and talk about whatever it is that you'd like, Aunt Barbara.
Have me on seasonally. I like that. I like the sound of that.
We'll put seasoning on you and have you on, I guess.
Put that, seasoning
that
on
too.
Me and then listen, I'm here whenever you need me, dear. Aunt Barbara's here for all of you.
Thank you, Aunt Barbara, for your time. I appreciate it. I know it's late, so I'm going to let you go. And everybody go to Aunt Barbara's website and check out all of her good stuff. I'm going to play the new song to get you going in the year called Sweat and Testify, featuring the Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. Sweat and Testify will be back in just a couple.
Lips like your house is on fire. I can't save you like a Sunday school choir. Saying too much like an auctioneer shan't. Sirens are here to put out your rant.
think I've ever had a show where I've had so many people pinging me while a guest is on air than I have tonight with Aunt Barbara, America's number one Tupperware superstar. She was live with us for the entire hour. Can't thank her enough. I've included a link on Facebook, on the Facebook link for the show tonight, to Aunt Barbara's Tupperware page. So if you want to go buy some Tupperware from Aunt Barbara, you can absolutely do that. Take a look. I had no idea that there were literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Tupperware products that were out there. I figured there was a few burping lids and the salt and pepper shakers, and that was about it. But they've got the corkscrew, the cheese, chocolate, whatever grater. They've got everything under the sun and a great line of kids' products. I hope that you will check that out. If you want to like her Facebook page, please do so. She's always posting interesting content, and from a YouTube hysterical content factor, she rates a 10 out of 10. Over the weekend, I want to give some shout-outs here. I was in my first major motion picture. I got to play the part of Mr. Bartender. Say those words together fast. Mr. Bartender. And this is in a movie called Open that was produced and put together by Mr. Bruce Hart. Had the great privilege of acting along with Bruce, Leon Acord, Brian Nolan, Mike Drayden, Paul Vanderroost, Thomas Hohen, the amazing Sean Landry. Great makeup by Sasha and Monica, wardrobe with Tamara, the amazing Peter Sliga. There we go. Peter, I'm telling you, fantastic actor, and he was co-starring in the top roles with Bruce, and I can't give it away a whole lot other than the fact that I got to be on set for 2 days. I'll probably be in the movie a whopping, a minute by the time it's all said and done, but had such a great time with everybody, and so grateful for the opportunity to work with Bruce and all of the talented people that were there, and hope to do more work like that in the future. We've got some exciting projects coming up. Again, Jackie Bowe's our guest on Tuesday's show tomorrow night. One of the reasons I wanted to have Jackie on. Jackie is actually having me star in one of her upcoming episodes of one of her TV programs. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow in great detail, and you'll hear some things that nobody on earth has heard yet. They're announcements that we're going to save until Jackie is on the show, so I'm very, very excited about that. If you like the show, follow the show. The show is broadcast 5 nights a week. Every single night has a different, unique show link. So if you just say, I like Rated G Radio, that's great, but you need to follow it so you get the link for that specific episode. The show is also available as a podcast on iTunes. You can go and take me on the road with you wherever you are, whether you're in Long Island with Aunt Barbara or in Hackensack with Tony or wherever you are, especially if you're on a plane. Who wants to be going across country without 6 hours of me blabbing in your ear about interesting topics with fascinating guests? I know you want to do it all the time. I don't blame you. On top of that, I will tell you my shameless plug of the night. Go to my website and buy my album, Blonde Jesus. You can either get it with an autographed CD, or you can get a digital download. And if you tell me in the little comments that you heard about it here on the show, I will throw in my first album, Eyes Wide, as a bonus to you when I send you the link for the download. So please do that. And it's my privilege and honor to do that for you. We've got some other exciting things that are coming up music-wise that I will be able to share with you in the coming days and weeks. We just need to kind of have some ink dry, and we'll be able to do that. Just a real quick reminder for the rest of the week, Psychic Zoe Niklaus, and then Psychic Astrologist Doug Johnston are on the show on Wednesday for a special 90-minute show. Ask one question, get two answers. You can't get a better deal than that here on the show. Super excited that we've got Rob Watson on Thursday with Rated LGBT Radio. We've got so many different new things that we're doing with that format. We're going to be giving out advice. We're going to be doing, well, not we. Rob's going to be doing tarot card readings. He's also a reverend, so he's coming at it from maybe a little bit different perspective than you might be expecting, and we just have so much fun. Rob, of course, is the very successful host of Out in Santa Cruz, up in Santa Cruz, KSCO 1080 AM, every Saturday night at 7 p.m., but you can also hear the show at outinsantacruz.com. And then, of course, Friday with the Friday Night Dance Party, Mr. Rick Giannatos is the legendary music producer, and he's worked with everybody, and we've had him on the show briefly I think back in November, I think, and we're bringing him back kind of as a side note. I hate to say that, but it's kind of a side note because we've got Miss Sherry Payne, one of the lead singers of the Supremes from 1973 to 1977. Sherry Payne is our VIP guest star on the Friday night dance party. I am so excited to have Sherry on the show. Had a great visit with her on her music video that we did a couple of weeks ago, and it will be something that I look forward to talking to her about. But really, it's about a lady and waiting her new show that she has got coming up. And with that, everybody, I want to say thank you for tuning in and listening. We will see you live on the show on Tuesday. Don't drive distracted, and thank you for being part of Rated G Radio. Check out Aunt Barbara on YouTube. It will change your life. It's changed mine. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.